Thank you for downloading the podcast of the Virginia Biotechnology Association. This special edition of the Virginia Bioscience Podcast features Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Human Genome Research Institute at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Collins led the successful effort to complete the Human Genome Project, a complex multidisciplinary scientific enterprise directed at mapping and sequencing all of the human DNA and determining aspects of its function. A working draft of the human genome sequence was announced in June of 2000. Initial analysis was published in February of 2001, and a high-quality reference sequence was completed in April 2003. Dr. Collins received a BS from the University of Virginia, a PhD in physical chemistry from Yale University, and an MD from the University of North Carolina. Dr. Collins was the guest speaker at the 2003 Virginia Biotechnology Summit held at the McLean Hilton in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Following his remarks about his work on the Human Genome Project, Dr. Collins thrilled the crowd by pulling out a guitar and singing some pop songs, though with new lyrics that take a lighthearted view of genetics and the commercial side of biology. The recording made that evening was not of high quality, and the track has been converted into various formats over the years since. We apologize for the poor quality, but are confident that listeners will find this material well worth saving, even in a poor quality recording. So, from October 2003, at the Virginia Biotechnology Summit, here is Dr. Francis Collins and his guitar.
You're clapping now. You may think that better of that later. Well, you know, there are times where you have to break the tension a little bit with something in the way of amusement, and music seems to add to that. So this is a mixture of music, you can decide if it's really music, and amusement, and you can decide if it's really amusement. But in the process of sort of overseeing the Genome Project, a number of musical opportunities seem to present themselves. There is no T on the scale, as far as I know, but there are A, C, and G. But my tendency here is to take some song that you used to like and abuse it so badly that after this evening you will hope never to hear it again, but to rewrite it a bit as somebody working on the genome might think about doing. So this particular song is written from the perspective of somebody sitting at their computer looking at the sequence of the human genome, A, C, G, T, G, G, C, C, A, A, except this is a special person. This is one of the people who donated their blood in a small city in the Northeast as part of the Human Genome Project, and who knows that their DNA sequence was one of the ones used for this effort. Imagine being that person. You know, you're sort of logged on to GenBank, and you're looking at page after page after page of ACG and 2, and you're wondering, is that me? Are those my letters? And is that okay? You know, I know I've got glitches because they keep telling me that, and maybe this is one of them, and I have an A there. Does everybody have an A there? Maybe that's not a good thing. So here's a song written by that person at that moment. As I walk along the bases in all 3 billion places upon my PC screen, am I built for strong endurance or loss of health insurance? Am I a mere machine? I'm a walking through the genes. Don't know what all this means. No one else knows that it's me behind that GNT, and I wonder why. I've got an A, you've got a C there. What does that say? Amazing DNA, B-D-D-D DNA. Oh, I'm glad to know I've got some of what Crick and Watson found and brought them fame. If you plan to be a user, I'm part of your future. just don't ask my name. I'm a walking through the jeans, don't know what all this means. No one else knows that it's me behind that GNT, and I wonder, here we go. Why you've got an A, I've got a C there. What does it say? Amazing DNA, a D D D D DNA, a D D D D DNA, a D D D D DNA.
I like to do an encore.
Encore.
Oh, all right. Oh, thank you. That's good. With only a little prompting, I believe I heard Brandon say encore. All right, we'll do one more here. Okay, I need your help on this one. It's got a little chorus thing that has got a little echo in it. It's very lonely when there's no echo in the room. So this is a Beatles song, but it's not quite the way the Beatles wrote it. So when I sing, "We Really Got the Code on You," I want to hear this echo. "Really got the code on you." Just sort of, you'll get it here. It's the same phrase that I just sang, and I'll kind of give you a high sign. Okay, here we go. "We really got the code on you." Mendel had all his old wrinkled peas, and Darwin had all his offensive beef, but we really got you now. You can't stop us now. We really got the code on you. We really got the code on you. You got it. Hey there, Watson and Crick, they were the first to see that T matches A and G pairs with C, but we really got you now. You can't stop us now. We really got the code on you, your part. We really got the code on you. Baby, I love you, and all I wanna do is just read you. Genome. They didn't know you, but now we know you. Just wanna know you, don't wanna own you. We really got you now. That was political. You can't stop us now. We really got the code on you. We really got the code on you. Baby, it's a gift for every race and gender. Ours is free, but not the one from banter. We really got you now. You can't stop us now. We really got the code on you. We really got the code on you. Baby, I love you, and all I wanna do is just read you. Genome. All right. You guys are great.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Virginia Bioscience Podcast. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.vabio.org.